Mr. Cole, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm waiting.
Mr. Cole, please stand by. The next voice you hear will be the President of the United States.
Kobe.
Hey.
Good to talk to you again, man.
I know. Hey, listen, I just watched your speech in Columbus. Great speech. You get Jay-Z to open up for you?
Well, you know, that's Springsteen first, then Jay-Z.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
No, they're great, and it was a great crowd. But, look, you know, the message of the rally was making sure that everybody turns out to vote because, you know, this one counts. So many things are at stake. You know, making sure that people have health care, making sure kids can go to college, making sure we're putting people back to work, making sure that we, creating economic policies that help middle-class families as opposed to just folks at the very top. All those issues are at stake in this election, and I hope that all your listeners are going to be getting out there and voting because it is going to help determine the direction of our country for many years to come.
Well, the polls open up 6:30 a.m. tomorrow. They close at 7:30. You got a full day, everybody. And President Barack Obama, thank you again for giving us a call here. You know, the one thing that I just captured from watching you a few minutes ago and speaking in Columbus is how much you speak to young people in the future and having a dream and a vision to do something big and amazing in their lives. And you really have brought that to your campaign. And talk to the young people listening right now that didn't get a chance to see that about the future under Barack Obama as our president.
Well, you know, I want to make sure every young person is getting a great education. And I want to make sure that every one of them can go to college. It may be a two-year college. It may be a trade school. I want to make sure everybody's got the skills they need to succeed. Because, you know, what we know is that if young people have the tools, then there's nothing they can't do. You know, it was interesting being on stage with, Jay-Z, somebody coming out of Brooklyn and not having the kind of advantages a lot of folks have. Bruce Springsteen, kid coming out of New Jersey, not having a lot of advantages like many people do. Me, here in America, you can make of your life what you will, but sometimes you need a little help along the way, and making sure that college is affordable, making sure that there are good jobs out there. That's what we're fighting for. That's what's at stake. And the only way it happens, though, is when people vote, and young people especially vote, because generally young people vote at much lower rates than other folks do. And I think that's part of the reason why sometimes policies don't favor young people.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of folks out there that are trying different avenues of voter suppression in Ohio. What do you tell to young people that may face a little opposition tomorrow when they go to the polls?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of lawyers all over the place. At every polling station. If you have any problems voting, you can contact our office. You can contact vote.barackobama.com. But the bottom line is that, the polls are going to open at 6:30 in the morning. The polls are going to close at 7:30 in the evening. You've got time. It's absolutely critical for people to go out there and cast your ballot, and we're going to be able to provide any assistance that people need. If you contact us at vote.barackobama.com.
Today is the last full day of your campaign. How does it feel, man? It's after all these years of being in political office, after today and tomorrow when people vote, you won't be campaigning anymore. How does that feel?
Well, you get a little nostalgia. You think about the first campaign I ran for state senate. Michelle and I sat around a kitchen table with three or four friends and drew up our own flyer and went to Kinko's and Xerox didn't start knocking out doors, and nobody knew who I was. And the great thing about campaigning, though, is it reminds you why you do it, because you're meeting people who tell you their stories of what they're going through, jobs that they've lost, health care that they can't afford, and you set your mind to doing something about it. That's what we've done over the last 4 years, and that's what I'd like to do over the next 4 years, but I'm going to need your help, and I'm going to need everybody in the area to make sure that they get out there and vote, because there are enough votes in Ohio for us to win. The question is only whether or not people turn out.
Mr. President, we wish you a lot of luck tomorrow. You have a busy day ahead of you. I want to thank you because I came to see you here in Cleveland the last time you came, and you, my daughter, Got a chance to meet you. She was 6 years old. She had a pretty brown girl for Obama shirt on, and shook her hand, and she went back to her first grade class, and they had a discussion about the election. You've definitely been one to, you know, appeal to everybody in the country. And what I saw at that rally, is my first time ever seeing you, was America. And I saw the country that we live in right then and there on that tarmac. And I just want to wish you a lot of luck tomorrow, and God bless you.
Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you very much. Get out there and vote, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.